Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Countless foods that we consume every day contain whey and sodium caseinate, or some other caseinate-sounding material. What are these ingredients? Casein is the protein found in milk, and whey is a byproduct of cheese making. Let's explore these substances and their kashrus. Casein. Casein is a fat-free pure protein that is useful in numerous food and non-food applications. There are two types of casein, acid casein and rennet casein. Acid casein is produced by adding hydrochloric acid to milk, causing the milk's pH to drop. When the milk's pH reaches 4.6, the milk's casein protein separates out of it. Rennet casein is made by dosing milk with rennet, the enzyme used to manufacture hard cheese. Similar to cheese making, rennet causes the milk's casein molecules to form a solid or semi-solid curd matrix. In fact, casein manufacture is very much like cheese making. Soft cheese, technically called acid-set cheese, is produced by acidifying milk with bacteria cultures. And hard cheese, referred to in the industry as rennet-set cheese, is made by adding rennet, along with some other ingredients, to milk. Just like in cheese making, the remaining liquid byproduct of casein is called whey. The difference between cheese and casein is that cheese contains large quantities of fat and lactose, whereas casein is more of a pure protein. After casein forms, it is dried into powder in spray towers. Acid casein dries into a thin powder, whereas rennet casein dries into coarser granules, as it is a more rubbery, hard, cheese-like product. Acid casein is used to fortify baby formula, coffee creamer, health beverages, protein supplements, and even pet food, and it is also utilized in paints and other various technical applications. Rennet casein is used primarily in imitation cheese, and it is also used in costume jewelry. Acid casein does not dissolve into liquids. It needs to be made into a soluble material for this purpose. Alkali solutions are added to acid casein to make it soluble. When acid casein is made into such a solution, it is called caseinate. The type of alkali solution added to casein to make it soluble into caseinate determines the finished caseinate product's name. When potassium is used, we get potassium caseinate. When sodium is used, we get sodium caseinate, and so forth. Acid casein is far simpler and less expensive to make than rennet casein. Acid casein is made in many locations throughout the globe, but its production is particularly prominent in Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, France, Germany, Denmark, and former Soviet nations, as well as China and India. Rennet casein is commonly made in a much more limited set of countries, among which are Australia, New Zealand, France, and Ireland. Let's talk a little bit about whey. Whey consists of water, salt, milk sugar, called lactose, some fat, and residual protein. It is made of the portion of the milk that did not become cheese. Whey is often dried into powder for use as a somewhat nutritious filler in numerous products, such as butter, ice cream, and cookies. Whey's fat can be removed and used as cream, called whey cream, and its protein content can be extracted, resulting in what is called whey protein concentrate. Let's get a little bit more into the kashrus now. Firstly, with casein. In the United States, there is a basic misconception about casein's status as a dairy ingredient. Casein is not generally manufactured in the U.S. due to an absence of government subsidies for its production. In order to protect its farmers and plants, the American dairy lobby has succeeded in getting the U.S. government to limit the appeal of casein, as it is viewed as a foreign threat to the American dairy industry. Thus, FDA regulations stipulate that casein needs to be listed on all food labels as a, quote, non-dairy ingredient. The real purpose of this is to make consumers think that casein is an unnatural substance to be avoided. This labeling regulation is particularly problematic for kosher consumers, as some of them assume that, quote, non-dairy products containing casein, such as many coffee creamers and imitation cheeses, are really non-dairy, are really parv. This is an obvious misconception, though, because casein is milk protein and is fully milchig, fully dairy. As with any food, all ingredients and equipment used in casein production must be kosher. This is usually simple to achieve from the ingredient standpoint, as casein does not contain many problematic ingredients. The only really kosher sensitive ingredient used is rennet, which can derive from calf stomach lining. An abundance of microbial or artificial rennet sources are available, so this issue can easily be dealt with. There is a major equipment concern, however. Casein is often spray-dried in spray towers shared with other products. Some drying facilities do what is called toll drying, meaning that they dry material for anyone who sends it to them and is willing to pay. Some drying plants process non-kosher meat, cheese, and wine powders, and who knows what else, in the same spray towers. Kosher agencies need to keep a tight watch to assure that drying equipment be dedicated kosher or that it be koshered properly for casein production. Casein has the same kosher concerns as cheese when dealing with actual production. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya 115:2 rules that cheese made without rabbinic supervision is non-kosher. Such cheese is concerned Gevinas Akum. Kosher cheese, called Gevinas Yisrael, is the only cheese that may be consumed. The Ramah writes that Gevinas Yisrael is obtained when there's rabbinic supervision during the cheese making. However, the Shach argues on the Ramah and rules that there must be actual personal rabbinic involvement, which means adding the rennet to the milk in order to produce cheese. Only then can the cheese be kosher, be Gevinas Yisrael. Merely being present to supervise the cheese is not enough, according to the Shach. Most halachic authorities, most poskim, rule like the Ramah and only require rabbinic on-site presence to supervise kosher cheese production. However, other authorities, such as the Grah, rule that the halacha follows the Shach, and there must be actual rabbinic involvement in the cheese making. The prevalent practice among most kosher agencies is to follow both the Ramah and the Shach, thus having a rabbinic supervisor present for cheese production and having him personally add the rennet to each vat of cheese. This can be done manually or by the rabbinic supervisor activating the rennet feeder, as is common in more modernized facilities. Rennet casein is governed by the requirement of Gevinas Yisrael, as its manufacture is categorized as that of hard cheesemaking, adding rennet to milk. However, halachic authorities argue as to whether or not soft cheese is also subject to the requirement of Gevinas Yisrael. And that same machlokus, that same dispute, pertains to acid casein as well, for it is in the halachic category of soft cheese. Let's talk a little bit about the kashrus of whey now. As noted above, whey is a byproduct of cheese and casein production. Whey, therefore, shares the same basic halachic concerns as cheese and casein, with one very major exception. Poskim rule that whey is not encumbered by the stricture of Gevinas Yisrael, such that whey from Gevinas Akum, from non-supervised cheese, can therefore in theory be considered kosher, even with no on-site supervision, so long as the ingredients and equipment are kosher. The concept here is that when milk separates into curd, meaning cheese or casein, and whey, Chazal, our sages, only declare the curd portion to be prohibited if it is given as akum, if it is unsupervised. The whey portion was never subject to this restriction. Despite this leniency regarding whey, its kosher certification is quite complicated. The most unique aspects of this complexity relate to hot processed cheese, meaning cheese that is made at high temperatures. Many poskim opine that the whey of such cheese is non-kosher when the cheese is Gevinas Akum, as the non-kosher cheese curd transfers its non-kosher taste to the whey while the curd and the whey are together in the vat at very high temperatures. Thus, Swiss and Parmesan cheese whey is usually non-kosher according to this approach, because the heat used to make these cheeses passes their non-kosher status to the whey in the vat. Some cheeses are cooked in a hot bath called a cooker, after they are removed from the vat. This endows the cheese with an elastic texture that will enable it to melt and not run. Mozzarella cheese is cooked as it needs to melt onto pizza and not run off the dough. Many cheese factories salvage the used water from their cheese cookers. As this water accumulates large amounts of fat and protein from the cheese that is cooked therein. After removing the cooker water's fat, and sometimes its protein, these cheese plants tend to add the cooker water into their whey, because cooker water and whey are very compatible. Cooker water is non-kosher due to its hot absorption of taste and even particles of non-kosher cheese cooked in it. Cooker water therefore renders any whey which contains it non-kosher as well. Casein and whey are consumed by nearly everybody. Who would ever think that their kosher is so complex? Thank you for joining us and have a great day.